We're sitting here in the library with the Persuasions. You don't have to stop talking on account of me, really. There are five gentlemen in here, and I'd like them to introduce themselves to you first, starting with...
The bass singer.
The bass singer. All right.
I've been away from you a long time. I never knew I'd miss you so. But somehow I feel... your love is real, near you. I long to be
To introduce yourselves as name and as position in, you know, as bass. I'm totally ignorant as to how it is, so you're going to have to do that for me.
Well, I'm
starting with the bass man.
No, take it from the top.
My name is Jay Otis. I sing first tenor,
My name is Sweet Joe, and I sing second tenor.
Herbert Rhodes, better known as Tubo, singing baritone.
Jerry Lawson.
He sings lead, and I'm Jimmy, and I sing bass.
With that voice, how could I miss it? I know that you guys probably did a lot of gospel singing in your younger days, but how does a whole a cappella thing work out? I mean, most people are listening to singers with instruments. How do you work your voices out? Are they as instruments, or are they as something else?
They are as instruments.
What is equal to what?
Well, this is the lead guitar, Jerry. Tubo. Tubo. Let's see what trombone. True is, right. Trombone. Two is the trombone. Now Joe, Sweet Joe, is the trumpet.
That's the backbone.
Yeah, that's the trumpet. And Jay, let him be a clarinet. Clarinet?
That's cool.
He's
cool. And Jimmy, bass. He's a rhythm section. The whole rhythm entire section. Rhythm section.
All in one voice.
Yes. Yeah.
Would you do another song so we can see what that's like?
All right. Just do that one.
Bass guitar. Rhythm section.
Doom, 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 doom,
pieces, pieces of a man now. Oh, that's all that's left. Girl, that's all I am. With an invisible knife, you cut me clean in two. I was shocked when you said we were through. What did I do wrong, baby, baby, baby? Ooh, baby, I could feel my heart from a dirty fall, just like Humpty Dumpty off the wall. But you left me in the shadows of yesterday, of a man that used to be. Now I'm nothing, I'm nothing, I'm nothing but pieces. I'm pieces of a man now, removed from reality, steps stripped of my sanity. Lord knows I was struck right down when a cold heart look you up, just like a broken glass, scattered all over the floor, to be useful no more. Say it again, y'all.
No more.
Baby, we made such beautiful future plans. Fate moved in with an ugly hand and crushed them. Oh, and there I stood, robbed of my manhood. Baby, tell me something. When you said you loved me, were you acting out of place? Was it someone else you had that you thought you had to say? I'm pieces of a man now, no more the wind like dust. No one to believe in now, oh, no one to see me now. I have no one to trust, baby. Ooh, baby, like a jigsaw puzzle with one lost part, I'm left without a heart, the one who worship me. Oh, destroy me. Tell me how can it be, baby, baby? Now I'm nothing but pieces. I'm pieces of a man now, removed from reality, steps stripped of my sanity. Lord, I'm nothing but pieces. I'm pieces of a man now, no one to believe in now, no one to see me now. I'm nothing but pieces. One more time. I'm nothing but pieces. I'm pieces of a man now, reality, steps stripped of my sanity. All I'm nothing but pieces. I'm pieces of a man now, the one to believe in now, the one to see me now. I'm nothing but pieces.
Yeah. Where are all you guys from?
Brooklyn, New York.
Did you all meet there? I'm getting two or three things.
South and Midwest.
So is Brooklyn the place where you first met?
Right.
How did you guys decide to do an a cappella thing? It's really strange in this day of electric guitars and loud rock and roll music and very highly produced records. To find an a cappella group in the midst of all this is strange but incredibly refreshing.
We
We played basketball, a lot of basketball. Our latest album, you look on the cover, we came to play in this basketball scene because the guys really play basketball. And from the park, we sang after we played basketball. We get us a drink of water and we sing, you know. And we found out that we were really, you know, grooving. We play sometime at 12 and 1 o'clock at night back in Bed-Stuy. And we found out that we were really grooving, and the cops used to come by and they'll stand and they'll listen to themselves, you know.
Oh,
and
really?
Everybody will be into it. So we say, well, listen, man, it's a sound, you know. There's no need in hooking up, you know, the instruments. Why not go this way? So this is the road that we started.
Yeah. How did you get from singing after basketball games to recording records and playing in clubs?
Our manager, Dave, he's always on the scene. He come by, he played basketball with us. And being smart, he say, listen, we can get paid for this. Yeah, he said, we can get paid for this, you know? So that's what happened.
Dave, did you have any kind of problems trying to sell an a cappella group to a music company?
Well, the history, the first thing that we did is we went to Frank Zappa because we figured he was freaky enough for it, and took the tapes up to his house, the first tapes that we had, and he stopped the machine and he said, I want to get my wife and my daughter, Moon Unit. And he said, because this is the best thing I've ever heard. So he ran upstairs and got them, and he said, okay, you guys can have a contract right now. This was on Straight, which was originally bought by Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers kind of got the album, but they got stuck with it. It was kind of like they adopted the album when they bought Straight. They didn't. They got us, and they got the GTOs, and they got other freak acts, as they thought, and they couldn't do anything. And so they wanted to come out with. They realized the talent here, but they wanted to put a big band behind them and come out with like a Motown sound. At which point, we all had a powwow, and I said no, and they said no. So that was two no's. So we went back to Warner Brothers and said bye. And Capitol.
Two no's and a bye.
Capitol. Said, sure, you guys can have complete control on everything from the album to the cover. And that's the way it went. It's been beautiful so far. They gave us total control, which is really nice because they have house producers that they usually assign, you know, and they didn't do that. They said, go ahead and do whatever you want to do. And so far they've gotten really behind us, so we're pretty happy with that.
And the new album is beautiful. Would you like to get up and show the people what they got behind one more time?
Yeah.
I'm going to keep you here forever if I can help it.
Yeah. Buffalo Soldier. Buffalo Soldier. Will you survive in this new land? Buffalo soldier, tell me when will they call you, me?
In the 1800s. In Arizona and Mexico, there came a brand new soldier on the scene. The Indians called him Buffalo. From prison camps to slavery, all the black man came to be. A hard-riding hero of the 10th Cavalry. You know many of the soldiers, Lord, they wanted to desert. They were tired of all the hatred, yes, they were. They were so tired of her.
hiccups.
I noticed that on this last number, something that the people outside couldn't see is that you trade positions every once in a while so that the lead vocalist that ordinarily has introduced you as the lead vocalist is really not Buffalo Soldier, was started out by sweetness and meaning.
Mm-hmm.
And then you change back. Are all of you equally as versatile within that thing? You're all interacting?
Yes.
Can I hear one more thing, one more number?
Well, I can't believe these old ears of mine. Are you really telling me goodbye? Seems you've taken away my reasons for living. You won't even tell me why. What did I do wrong? But before you walk out the door, little girl, there's something that I want you to know. And darling, I could never love nobody after loving you. After loving you, only yesterday, your words are still fresh in my mind. I remember you said, long as the rivers flow, each day you love me more, and now you wanna leave me behind. I don't know what it's gonna take.
Hey!
going to be all right. That was originally done by Bill Moss and the Celestials. And
she
then
knows.
Dusty yeah.
knows.
I have the Bill Moss album. I got it from a friend of mine who went to Detroit and found it in a record store. And he says, I got this great album. You got to listen to it. And like 3 or 4 days later, I saw the Temptations version. But no, very few people ever heard of the Bill Moss version, which was really shocking to me. Let me see. Oh, I just had this train of thought that drifted off with everything's going to be all right. How about one more song before you light up that cigarette, Sweet Joe? Was that cold or what?
Yeah. That's beautiful.
That's real beautiful.
Right. Right. Okay.
That's
We like to get into some oldies. You can dig that. Okay.
Yeah.
Through with my old love, I love her. Through and through, I'm searching for a new love. Can that new love be you?
But now you're trying to tell me or you're gonna put me down. Oh baby, don't do it, 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 don't do it. If you leave me for the baby, you know I'll help you. Well, the landlord rang my front door bell. I let it ring for a long, long spell. I went to the window and I peeped through the blind. Asked him to tell me what was on his mind. But heard it all along.
you wanna get along.
Don't spend my money.
If you wanna get along. But if you wanna get along. But if you wanna get along with me.
And we're still pretending that you're still around.
Still.